is coming, football's coming home. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Everyone seems to know the score. They've seen it all before.
Blow it away, gonna throw it away. We'll remember three lines on the show.
Jules remains still gleaming. 30 years
Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Thursday, the 8th of July. A little bonus edition given the events of last night. I've got Scotty back. Morning, Scott.
Buongiorno, amico mio. Un grande giorno per essere inglese.
I mean, it's just getting a bit more surreal every time. I phoned him this morning. I said, given what's happened, I think we should do a quick pod. Just discuss things because we'll forget by Sunday. And I've phoned in, genuinely. There's a picture of, he's got a photo as his background, which is just two people stood there. I said, what is that picture? And he said, it's me in a bridesmaid dress, which it is. It's him in a bridesmaid dress. I don't know, how old were you there?
About 12.
About 12 with
it
some
my
other.
My sister's bridesmaid dress. You can see her in the middle, and then my friend doesn't look too impressed. Who I'm sat on his lap.
Well, no, your friend looks about 40 years of age in a 12-year-old's body. Well, I guess that's probably hanging around with you.
Yeah, maybe.
He looks like, I mean, Scottish people remember this. He looks like a sort of mini Willie Donaghy. But you probably can't even remember was a Scottish footballer. That's what he looked like. With his navy blue tracksuit on as well. And you got flowers in your hair. I mean, it's just, I don't even, well, I actually
just thought it was quite appropriate because, like I said to you, always the bridesmaid, rarely the bride. And we've made it to the final.
So that's why you've put it up. That's why you've put it up. So there's a sort of link to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that link is you in a bridesmaid dress at 12 years of age looking completely ridiculous. And I don't even want to talk about the haircut because I have no
was
idea.
12.
I have no idea what was going on there with that barnet. I mean, that is the pure basin round the head and give it a cut, isn't it? Or did your mum have one of them combs with the blades in? You could get these combs, couldn't you? You could buy it.
No, I did think she used a porcelain dish.
Yeah, you could. When I was a kid, you could get a comb with blades in it, sort of doubled up as both. It would comb your hair and cut it at the same time. and then you're sitting there in another tablecloth with your baseball cap on back to front.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, there was a massive sporting event yesterday. Federer went out of Wimbledon.
Yeah, I saw that.
First time he'd ever lost a game, a set of Wimbledon at 6-love. I actually watched it. I haven't watched a lot of the tennis. I watched the girls' game, which I put on Twitter. It was brilliant a couple of weeks ago. Can't remember which one it was now, but really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then I watched that like yesterday. He got absolutely pasted.
Yeah, because I was tracking the score. And yeah, I couldn't believe it. I saw his 4-0 down. And then my flash scores flashed up and said, oh, 6-0 finished.
Yeah, I mean, I am no tennis expert at all. Don't know. I enjoy watching it, but don't know anything about the nuances of the game. But he wasn't obviously he wasn't on form, but the guy just battered him. Absolutely battered him. So whether that's the end of an era, I think he'll be back because I think he'd like to come. I think he'd announce when it was going to be his last one.
Yeah. I don't think he'll win a slam again, but
I mean, he's getting on 40 and he's 40
yeah.
month. But then we've got to turn ourselves to the events of last night, son.
Yeah.
I didn't watch, you did. I'm getting absolute pelters. I mean, my phone goes all day anyway. I mean, you can hear it going now, but when an England game is on, particularly this last 3-4 weeks, my phone is just non-stop. So I watched a bit of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh, good film.
But obviously, it was going. I have to say, and they'll be listening. My favourite thing about the Euros will be the banter with the Scottish lads. They were cracking me up on Twitter last night, and a lot of the racing guys are Scottish guys. They live right up near Inverness. As I said to them last night, they're practically Vikings anyway, so I could see. But I think particularly some of the FTS guys, they've been absolutely fully entertained, and I know they take the banter in the right way.
Yeah.
Some people sort of, I just put a message on Twitter and people text me, well, you can't say that. It's about knowing who you're texting and doing it. There's some cracking lads, but I mean, they are absolutely, it's just the fact that I know that they're crying into their Scots porridge oats this morning. Just makes it nice.
And they've got a fantastic sense of humour because they're not good at anything else, are they? So,
well, not much good at anything, are they?
No.
Are not. We're yet to find it, have we? I mean, what?
Were they quite good at hurling?
Huh?
With the ice?
Yeah, not really. But what was the game like? I've heard varied reports to really boring. I followed on flash scores. I saw the standard 70 minutes Grealish on when it was drawing. We obviously went one behind. I believe it was a bit of a wonder goal. Some saying it's a wonder goal. Other people saying Pickford should have saved it.
Yeah, it was a dodgy free kick anyway. It probably shouldn't have been given. And Pickford was beaten in the centre of his goal. It was just off centre. So I think a better goalie may have saved it. England started the first 15 minutes. England were well on top, but weren't creating much. And then England started to sit back, and Denmark took over for a while. And I posted on Twitter that Denmark were the far better team. And it wasn't too much a surprise, even though it was a contentious free kick, it wasn't a surprise that they took the lead, to be honest.
Right.
So again, we question the tactics. Why not take the game to them? But we started to sit back. And I was saying to Julie that if you'd like to keep a game tight, it's going to be a tight game. And you're asking for it. So when they take the lead, obviously it's on us to get back into it again.
And he subbed the sub, didn't he? So they went up and then it was an own goal to equalise, which people are saying that was offside. Was that a hint of offside in that?
I haven't seen it,
so I don't know.
Yeah, 48 seconds before that, Sterling missed a sitter.
Did he?
Yeah, right at the keeper, and it hit Cassius Michael right in his stomach. Should either side, he scores. And then, yeah, literally 48 seconds later, we've got an equaliser.
Good. And then, better team?
Pardon?
Better team, England?
Yeah. They were the better team throughout, even though we weren't... I said better team throughout. Obviously, Denmark had that spell where they were on top. And half-time almost came at the wrong time for us, because when we scored, we were going for it again. We weren't creating masses, but we were definitely the better team then. So I think it suited them going in at half time. And then second half, again, we were the better team. But and it was half an hour to go. I think Denmark were tiring. And I think Southgate should have been a lot, as usual, should have been a lot more adventurous. He left bringing Grealish on too late. I think they were there for the taking with half an hour to go.
I am getting absolute pelters for my view on Southgate and not watching. I've actually quite enjoyed not watching. I mean, my son was texting me as one of the people saying he's having heart chest pains. And I'm going, get over it. I mean, he panics about anything anyway. I said, get over yourself, sort it out, flipping it. But actually just sitting there enjoying a movie, keeping an eye on the score, load of text.
Yeah.
And I saw that the Danish guy, manager, can't remember his name, he made three subs in one go.
Yeah, and that actually helped slow the game down, and that helped them, I think.
And you actually sort of think, oh, obviously they're getting knackered, but I was absolutely then flabbergasted to see only one sub from England.
Yeah.
It looked, the more you're looking at the clock going down, you're thinking, well, it's probably going to go to extra time.
Yeah, why not? You know, because it was noticeably they were getting tired.
Give these guys 10 minutes. Obviously, if he's making changes, they must be a bit knackered.
Yeah.
And obviously, if they had nicked it. And that's the thing. I mean, I will cover the Southgate thing. And I'm well aware that my argument is getting harder, you know, but I stand by the fact that
Yeah, you've always said from his tactical side of things.
Yeah, I'll always stand by the fact that I think England could have won this with the way the tournament fell, with him stayed at home with the players they've got.
Yeah.
But I think the world ranking of the teams we're playing, including last night, average is 24, whereas the Italians' route to the final, I think, is 14. We haven't beat anybody we shouldn't beat, and we've not really met a lot. You know, we were a really bad Ukraine side, you know, Czechs, Scotland in the group, Croatia.
Had a nice route through.
Good, yeah. So everything seems to have fallen for him. And at the minute, you know, in these games, the decisions are proved to be right because they're winning.
Yeah.
But had Denmark nicked a late one last night, I think people would have had a completely different view in...
Definitely, the last half an hour of that game.
Why has he only made one sub? And he will be tested. He will be tested in the final. That's the one thing. And that's when I will... But yeah, I understand people's point. People saying he should be knighted. I guess if he wins it, of course he should. You know, for England to win a major try. I'm over the moon England are in the final. That's the thing. People, in this world where everything's black and white, because I'm not a big Southgate, and I'm not at all a fan of his.
But you're still an England fan, aren't you? So.
Yeah, but people can't seem to separate the fact that I want England to win, but I look at the players and I think it's despite of him. One of the reasons I don't want to watch it, because I'd have just got myself riled right up last night.
Yeah.
So more for my own preservation as well as that, that I know my character, I'd have just lost me rag with it. You know, particularly if it looked like Denmark were coming back into it, whatever. So it's actually quite nice to not do. But so you've seen now every game you have, haven't you?
Yeah, apart from the games when they kicked off at the same time, you know, in the last group games. Yeah. So I watched one of them. One thing I will say as well is obviously we got that iffy penalty to win the game. But and other people agree with me, we had actually had a penalty shout on 75 minutes and that. It was 50-50, so it could have gone either way. And, you know, we could have easily had a penalty then.
And was it? What, I mean, I've seen still shots mostly of the Sterling one. I mean, he has got it in his game, a bit of a dive. We know he's got a dive in him. Was it a pin?
I thought it was iffy. I thought my first thought was it was a bit harsh.
Right. It's because
Harry didn't take a good penalty either.
He missed it, didn't he? Or Michael saved
it. It wasn't a hard save. He went the right way. If you went the right way, you were definitely going to save it. But then it came out nicely to him and he put it in. But by that, because I hadn't noticed at the time, because I said to you, and I've seen it since, there was actually two balls on the pitch when Sterling went through and got the penalty. And by all accounts, the Denmark manager was saying for 15 seconds to the fourth official, there's a second ball on the pitch. You should be stopping the game.
Oh, I haven't seen any of that.
If you see some of the pictures, there's actually a second ball on the pitch.
So we've basically cheated our way to the final. Is that what we're saying?
We've certainly had help, but then they had help with a contentious penalty and a free kick as well. So it's, you know, there's been a bit on both sides. So we did ultimately deserve to go through. But yeah, and there was even, I don't know if you knew that, but there's someone doing a laser on Kasper Schmeichel's face.
Well, no, I've only seen that in our Telegram group this morning.
Yeah.
I think one of the guys, Bjorn, has posted that classy English, a laser in Schmeichel's face.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. See, that's going to win it properly. Don't
you? Yeah.
You know, that nonsense, honestly. Just, you know, and I know there's another great thing in society now. What about, people go, what about Maradona's Heir to God? It's fucking 30-odd years ago.
Yeah. Move on.
That doesn't make what's happening there, right? If people are shining lasers in keepers' faces. No. If that's right, that's disgraceful. That's actually,
yeah.
I'm not into that at all.
No, I'm not. I said to you this morning, I think the bloke, that they are looking for the person and they'll get banned, I'm sure.
So what's your, I know we're going to do a pod Sunday for the final. I haven't, betting wise, I haven't sort of given it a thought, but having watched the games, what do you think?
Oh, I said to you, didn't I? And I posted in our WhatsApp group last night. Normally, right or wrong, I have a strong opinion on a lot of games.
Yeah.
I don't on this one. The reason for that is that Italy, I think, could be classed as fortunate to go through. If Spain had a Kane or someone like that, they'd have won three or four.
Mm.
not to say that Italy would have attacked and got some more as well. You don't know. And then England, I don't think, performed that great last night, but still won. So yeah. I've got both teams with doubts about how they're going to set up for the final.
Well, if they both choose defensive, the ball could sit on the centre circle for 60 minutes of the game, couldn't it? I deliberately stayed out of that WhatsApp group last night. It was going, I had many going off, but I saw that one. Old Sam Cassidy's loving you. Just he's a Scouser. That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say, son. He's a Scouser. I mean, he's talking about the 1.5 bet in there. He doesn't even know he's giving it out.
Yeah, he was congratulating me, wasn't he?
He's congratulating you for my 1.5 trade. That tells you all you need to know about the lad. You know, just once they've had a couple of drinks, them Northerners, you got no son. So I thought, just leave it alone.
I should have learnt from you.
That's it. There's times just to stay silent, son. Just let them get on with it. They wind themselves. They're like one of them Duracell bunnies on the TV. They wind themselves out eventually. Where were you talking before that? Italy.
What was your gut feel? Do you have any?
My gut feel is England are the better side, man for man. You know, a bit like I said yesterday, you look at the team matchups. I think man for man, England are the better side. I think without doubt, having got six games playing as he has, Southgate's not going to change anything.
No.
And I think that might be his undoing if they do get beat. You know, it's one of my criticisms of him. That's what works, so I'll play it.
Yeah.
Rather than matching up against the opposition and he could find himself in trouble. But man for man, England are the better team.
Yeah.
So I'd say, given the way I work, they should win the game. But I still think, I've just got a feeling there might be a twist in the tail. But
I think you might be right. And I think that's where Southgate as well is, that a lot of good managers will learn from seeing how other teams play against them as well.
Yeah.
And Spain gave it a go, didn't they?
Yeah.
And a good Italian defence were cut open numerous times.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic getting to the final.
Okay. Amazing.
I'm getting told I play it. It is fantastic. It's fantastic for the nation. I'm so pleased for all the people who've got pubs and things who have had 16 months of not taking money and they're, you know, being able to have people in and beer getting spilled on the floor and jumping up and down. You know, I used to go to the pub on England games 15, 20 years ago and leap around. I lived through all those years when we didn't get beat and when we kept getting beat and getting a final. So it's absolutely fantastic to get to the final.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll be a great day, whatever, it'll be a great day. But you just hope now that having got there, particularly for the players, you know, Harry Kane's not going to win anything at Tottenham. I'm sure he'll move on somewhere and win something. But for that lad, from a Spurs supporting point of view, for me, for him to lift the Euros trophy, you know, it rewards him for all his hard work. He's been a fantastic player for Spurs. I told you, didn't I, Kevin Kelly? I mean, he's actually tweeted Declan Rice.
Yeah.
He got up and tweeted. I mean, how pathetic can you get? A grown 50-year-old man. I mean, that's me like getting up thinking, oh, I'll tweet Harry Kane saying, oh, Tottenham have won the Euros. It's pathetic, isn't it? Isn't it pathetic? I do question what we're dealing with at times.
He rarely disappoints, though, does he?
No, I mean, unbelievable. He is a swings and roundabouts. If Rice has a bad game in the final, they lose, he'll be saying he's crap. I mean,
and then like Harry Kane, you'll post, wouldn't he? And then he scores and all that, and he's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of them. He blows whatever the way the wind's blowing, he's in there. But it is fantastic. You know, slightly Denmark with the Ericsson situation would have been a fairy tale.
Yeah.
I'll look at the game Saturday ready for our podcast Sunday. But
did you see what someone posted on there? It'd be a great fun if you and I were commentating instead of the clowns that they've got on. But I did say to them, no, that would be great fun. The problem is that you wouldn't be watching the game, so the commentary would be a little bit iffy.
Yeah. I mean, that not being fair, it's another thing. I can't bear, do they use that Matter face, don't they, ITV?
Yeah.
I can't bear him. I didn't like him on the radio when I used to listen to him driving up the Spurs and things when I used to drive.
I've never heard of him before.
Clive Tyldesley, I know people can't go on forever, but Clive Tyldesley, I mean, he's still doing it, and he got sort of booted off the England games for him, and I think he's much better personally.
Yeah, I agree.
And I can't bear listening to whoever they've got next to him. I don't know who it was last night, but I just, the players just drive me bananas.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was last night.
You know, just it's nonsense that they talk, just do away with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a coin flip. I really do think, you know, it's a 90-minute game. Anybody can win it in the final. Italy have been brilliant in some games.
Yeah, they have.
I've not heard that about England other than the Ukraine game, which...
And it was against Ukraine, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ukraine, as I say, England's route to the final. Average opposition is ranked 24.
Yeah.
Spain's is ranked 14. They've seen off, albeit penalties, they've seen off two of the top teams.
Yeah, Belgium and Spain.
In Belgium and Spain. It'll be tough, you know. The crowd will play a big part, I'm sure. But there was a lot of Italians in the crowd for the Spain game. It was predominantly, you know... More weighted to Italians. So I'd be interested to see who's got tickets and how...
How
the numbers stack up, how the Italians are in there. I think the Danes had 7,000 last night. So, it'd be interesting to see. Be interesting. But I just thought we'd better address it. I'd do it just to wind the jocks up, to be honest.
That's just fun in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good fun in itself, isn't it? I mean, they are. I've put on Twitter, they're all be drinking. They've gone through the tenants, that went. And then they moved on to the Carlsberg last night. That's gone. Now it's Peroni and Moretti. Green face paint. I've had Scott Harvey text me last night. I might have to leave the country. I know we're unbearable. But the bottom line is they should just leave the tournaments to the big boys, isn't it? If they just stuck to find something you're good at, whatever it is, toss in the caber and stick to that.
Yeah.
And leave the rest of it, then it'll all be fine, won't it?
Snooker. They're pretty good at snooker. That's just what comes to mind. Higgins is still not bad. Hendry was a genius.
Oh, yeah, Hendry was Scottish, wasn't he? Yeah. I was trying to think who else, but I knew Higgins. But, yeah, Hendry, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably best of all time, maybe.
Yeah, all level with Ronnie,
So maybe that. Maybe a bit of snooker. Okay, right. Yeah. Snooker and tossing the cable, lad. Stick to that. Leave us alone. I mean, they will, if we win it, they'll be able to say we drew 0-0 with the winners.
Yeah. They'll be able to take something from that, won't they?
Get their banners up. But yeah, I just wanted to have a quick sort of refresh on what happened last night, son.
I appreciate it.
I'll be honest, you in a bridesmaid dress has kind of made me lose my train of thought a few times.
That's right, it worked then.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, but did you like the link? There was thought involved.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I'm starting to question Julie's sanity in marrying you, I'll be honest now.
I think, do you question it at times?
When she was...
shaking her head. See, the thing is, because you don't speak, yet Ian can vouch that you're quite happy to talk. It looks like I'm talking to myself. So yeah, I can be saying,
You turn around a lot and go, I said to you, didn't I? And you're talking to Julie, and Julie never, ever responds, ever. So it does come across as if you're just talking to, your bride picture.
And I'll tell you something really funny is that Julie, as you know, is quite cautious about this pandemic. And when we met you, you even said to her, you do realise using that stuff in your hands, it's almost pointless. Yeah. And out of all this pandemic, the first person she's hugged is you. Not a family, anybody. It was you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's it. See?
You've already got the touch. You're just the man, aren't you?
I'm COVID-free. I'm a machine. I keep telling you, son.
Yeah.
COVID knocked on the door, turned around and went off again.
Yeah. Fuck trumpet to COVID.
Right. Well, I think we should just enjoy the next 3 or 4 days, England fans.
Yeah, Dane packed back home already.
Try and do it with a bit of style. Just try and do it with have a bit of class about us for once. Just try and do it with a bit of class. We'll be back for the final. We can have a bit of this, can't we?
Yeah,
we'll be back for the final on Sunday. What time's the final?
8 o'clock, I think.
8 o'clock. Just how annoyed. How annoyed are the jocks going to get listening to this? We should just have this on loop all the time. Because it is. I did quite like Kasper Schmeichel's answer. Has it ever been home?
Yeah, that was. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. When asked about this, but no, well done, England. It is fantastic. We'll deal with the bets Sunday.
Yeah.
Scotty, thank you for your match analysis because I didn't.
Thank you,
catching me up. I'm just annoying them now, and we'll be back. We'll be back Sunday morning. Thanks ever so much, Bucker. I'll speak to you then.
You will.
Years of hurts never stop me dreaming. It's coming, football's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home. It's coming, football's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home. It's coming, football's coming home.
Ah, me little jock friends, don't you just love it?